Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, my name is Robert Lamb, and this is The Monster Fact, a short-form series from Stuff to Blow Your Mind focusing in on mythical creatures, ideas, and monsters in time. This Friday on Weird House Cinema, Joe and I will discuss the 1973 horror film The Lorelei's Grasp, in which a bloodthirsty immortal woman emerges from the depths of the Rhine River in Germany to take on a monstrous reptilian form and tear the hearts from mortal victims. The movie is rife with allusions to Germanic mythology, and yet the actual origins of the Lorelei monster can be found not in myth, but in German romanticism of the 19th century. Now, to be sure, global traditions of mermaids and sirens are quite ancient, but this particular water spirit seems to only date back to German poet Clemens Brentano's 1800 poem, Lorelei. It tells the tale of a doomed woman named Lorelei who, convicted of sorcery, throws herself off a high cliff and into the River Rhine. German poet Heinrich Heine also wrote a popular poem of Lorelei and described her haunting of the cliffs as follows. The fairest of maidens is sitting up there, a beautiful delight. Her golden jewels are shining. She's combing her golden hair. She holds a golden comb, singing along as well an enthralling and spellbinding melody. In his little boat, the boatman is seized by it with a savage woe. He does not look upon the rocky ledge, but rather high up into the heavens. I think that the waves will devour the boatman and boat in the end, and this, by her song's sheer power, fair Lorelei has done. With Heine's lyrics, we are clearly within the domain of sirens and mermaids now. These poems were quite popular, and both were also turned into song. General enthusiasm for this romantic notion of a doomed siren eventually led locals to erect a statue of her atop a particular rocky cliff overlooking the Rhine, the Lorelei Rock. Yes, this would be her namesake, and the very geologic formation that our poets were referring to in crafting their melancholy ballads. Located in the upper Middle Rhine Valley, or Rhine Gorge, the rock was long seen as a place of possible supernatural significance due to the strange echoes it elected, perceived as the possible murmurings of dwarves or gnomes in its caves. While long known as Lorelei, the exact etymology of the name is uncertain. Lei means rock, but the lower part may refer to sounds, murmurs, or the possible presence of magical creatures, depending on who you ask. But as Ignace Froerlicht points out in a 1980 article appearing in the German Quarterly, there was never a tradition of a siren atop these cliffs before 19th century poets created the connection. Quote, sometimes the view is voiced that Heine, unlike his romantic predecessors, restored the original legend. However, there is no old tradition calling an Ulrid or water nymph Lorelei, and there is no ancient legend about a maiden singing on top of the Lorelei rock who has no communication with passing men. Still, the romantic idea of this haunting figure, as well as the monstrous version in the 1973 film, speak to a long history of superstitions concerning the rocky cliffs and the Rhine depths beneath it. Tune in for additional episodes of The Monster Fact each week. As always, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit visible.com.